Rare Billboard Top 40 artist correction for yours truly. I said Bonnie Pointer earlier, and it is Anita Ward. Mm-hmm. And so I stand corrected, and I don't know, probably an old man moment or such. But we got to get Moonshot, new Moonshot for the show. Why is Coach Wiggins not ringing the bell? Why has, when it comes to local celebrities, those who had an impact when it comes to the dynasty,
who continue to have an impact on Boston media?
Why has
you guys talking about Andy Hart?
Why has Jerome Wiggins not rang the bell yet? Been the keeper of the light.
I'm in no rush
I'm
in no rush.
What do you mean you're in no rush? Are you saving it for
saving it for a good game,
for an impactful game?
Okay. Because if I'm gonna make the trek down to Gillette,
here we go.
Yeah.
So you would be offered the honor of being the keeper of the light, and you would make it all about driving down there. To be fair,
I'd stay at the Renaissance. Bing, you get up Monday morning, you're already right there.
That is true. I would probably do that. Good call, Curtis. Bingo. Bingo. So I can ring it.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to talk to Ty Law coming up on a Ty Tuesday about the New England Patriots and about the rest of the NFL. Courtney has mentioned it multiple times this morning, but the Tyreek Hill injury, rather disturbing last night.
I saw a few people tweeting to, like, please stop reposting it because it looks so dry. That's something I hate, is seeing something in slow-mo. Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah, look, his leg was going in a different direction.
I think you can, you probably had it penciled in that way anyway, but you can probably pencil both of the Jets games in as a W. For this New England Patriots football team.
They're at five wins now.
Yeah.
Because they're going to beat the Jets. The sole game against the Dolphins at home, they'll win. And then two against the Jets, they're already at five wins.
Yeah. Yeah, they should be able to beat the Jets.
I mean, really, I heard Jones and Keefe talking about this, I think it was yesterday. Really, there's only four games that left on the schedule that you don't look at and say, these are a win.
The Bills.
I mean, yeah, you got the Bills.
The Bucks.
The Bucks could be one.
Bucks.
Then
the
Bills
again. The Falcons is a coin toss.
Then the Bills again.
Yeah, Bills and Bills.
Ravens. Yeah.
And Bucks. That's really. Yeah.
Well, and Ravens only if Lamar Jackson's playing.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that's how the Bengals game is now no longer, should be very much in your favor, because Joe Burrow shouldn't be playing for that.
Oh, yeah. Curtis could be right. What'd you say, 10 wins, Curtis?
I did, yep.
Yeah.
You know, I think
Curtis had Pats at 10 wins, and he had the Red Sox in the World Series, so he's got to get a win tonight.
Still alive, baby.
Got to get a win tonight.
Let's do it.
All right, back to the rest of today's news.
Well, the mayor of Methuen has declared a war on human trafficking after another spa got shut down for just that.
There's another spa that is doing untoward things up there in Methuen?
Correct. Okay. Mayor DJ Beauregard said he will create a human trafficking task force to take care of this. Here he is on WCVB.
That we need to eradicate these terrible crimes and the individuals, the evil doers who are actually carrying these out, getting them the hell out of our city.
It's true.
Can I ask a naive question?
There's no naive questions.
How does one know when they're going to one of these places that you can ask for the service?
I had this question as well.
Does word make its way around, or like
I think that's probably it.
Usually, from what I've been told, is there's some stars or something on a menu. You know how sometimes when you walk by the spas and they have a few things printed on the window.
Okay,
you know, like if you're walking,
it's not a Chinese food place.
The spice level.
I believe. The spa
extra peppers
in Jupiter that we all know about had some type of thing written on the window that if you knew, you knew.
Swingers and pineapples.
Yes, like there's like three stars or something.
I think it must be very awkward for the guy when he's trying to ask the question. I'm sure it backfires oftentimes when you're at a legitimate place.
Once you walk in, you know. And I don't think he's asking the question. I think it's being more asked to him.
Yeah. I mean,
I think you kind of know.
So you just wait for it to be offered.
I think you kind of know when you walk into, you know when you're getting a massage from a reputable place versus it's kind of a little bit shady here.
Here's a 407 text on the Subaru of New England text line. that says it's the vibe, Greg. Like, you get the vibe when you go into the place. All right. Well, this is good by the mayor of Methuen to try to clean things up.
Correct.
Yeah.
I hate to do this next story, but an independent auditor found that the mayor of Everett, Carlos Di Maria, who we've had on this program before.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Wiggy. Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, what a big shot.
Yeah.
You didn't like him.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, maybe. You had a real problem with him.
When you say good morning, Greg, good morning, Wiggy, good morning, gentlemen, it's like, I'm invisible.
Good morning, Greg, good morning, Wiggy, good morning, gentlemen.
He was paid an additional $31,000 in 2023 for a cost of living adjustment.
How much?
$31,000.
Yeah. That's a good cost of living adjustment.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, in this economy, yeah. Groceries are through the roof.
Expensive.
Yep.
Shameless.
That's true. In this economy, here is Everett City Councilor Robert Van Kampen on WCVB.
Again, another concerning payment. Not sure why a cost of living adjustment of that magnitude was essentially paid out without any real transparency, any accountability.
You see the home prices nowadays? I mean, I get it. Run your
31,000 is a lot, though. It's going
to... A lot.
That's a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, normally, isn't it like 31 cents?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it used to be like 2-3% was the annual cost of living increase. They should probably change that, too.
Yeah, because I think that's still it.
I think most places go by that, but it should
I think
be,
it's like
it
now 20% at least.
What do you mean?
The cost of living... what's the word I'm looking for? Inflation. Like, yeah, it's like ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, Courtney, you'll find out as a new homeowner. It's ridiculous.
I'm finding out.
2% does nothing for you.
All right, what are we doing?
And now.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
I mean, that's the dumbest argument I've ever heard. What are we doing?
LB, what are you doing?
On WEEI.
What are we doing?
Okay, Curtis, we listened to everything that happened yesterday, and time for you to ask a question about the point that we have reached as a society, and that question is, what are we doing?
So I'm going to need a lot of help. That's usually every day, but more so right now. There is an AI actress. Her name, I don't know if it's gendered, but is Shikoya. And Shikoya... AI actress is nearing a deal with an elite Hollywood talent agency. The founder of the studio says he thinks Shikoya will be the next Scarlett Johansson or Johansson.
It's Johansson.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the soft J.
Yeah.
Or isn't she married to Colin Jost? That's a lot of weird J's. Or Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman?
Yeah.
Wait, so they have created an AI actress that they believe will be as popular as Natalie Portman.
Correct.
And they're going to do a talent agency deal with the AI actress.
Correct.
So actors that are human are calling on other actors that are with this talent agency to quit should the agency align itself with the AI actress. I have so many questions.
There are many questions about it. So would you be able to watch a film? That's her,
yes.
I'm assuming, right now on Twitch or on YouTube. Would you be able to watch a film that she was starring in, knowing that she's not real, and still get the same entertainment factor from the movie?
I think the scary thing is a lot of people are going to go into these movies not knowing it. And if you have... she and Vince Vaughn in a movie, you're going to just assume that she's this popular actress that's on the come up. Like Emily Blunt was speaking about this, I saw, and she was saying this is terrifying for actors everywhere because it just shows if this works, what's their job?
Well,
what's the difference? Well, hold on.
CGI?
Yeah, they've done this. They've been doing this for decades.
Yeah,
it's called CGI.
We talked about these. There are OnlyFans models who aren't real, who are AI generated, that make tons of money. Already.
They only exist on a screen.
Yeah,
like that's the whole thing. Like people have been doing this for years. Whether it's Who Framed Roger Rabbit or whatever.
No, that's completely different. That's not the same thing, Shine. Like, this is going to be a feature film. Like, and you're going to assume that it's an actress. It's not.
Yeah, but there's been a million kids' movies that do this with Sonic the Hedgehog.
Anime.
Like, James Marsden isn't standing there talking to an actual hedgehog.
Right.
Shine.
Right.
Come on, you get the
you don't get
the difference.
There is no difference, Greg.
Yeah.
It's just acting.
I get it. People might not feel sorry for, you know, Emily Blunt or whoever you say, like whoever the actor or actress is, but they're going to be replaced by artificial intelligence.
You have to, the actor, the human actor has to be opposite the CGI.
No, we don't. So the whole thing.
So it's all AI. So Vince Vaughn won't be in it. The entire movie will be AI.
So then
it'll be like an anime movie.
Yeah, there's no difference than an animated movie.
It'll be like a feature film that stars actors or actresses that are all artificial intelligence.
What's the difference then between that and Demon Slayer, which I just saw two weeks ago? Nothing.
I don't know anything about Demon Slayer.
It's an anime. It's just animated. That's the whole thing. And it's just like voiced by people.
But you understand the difference between an animated film and a feature film in which people go and watch actors or actresses act. Like, do you understand the difference?
It is a feature film, Greg.
I think you're just trying to be difficult.
No, Greg, you're not making any sense. Ask anybody in the room.
Am I making sense?
Yeah, I'm trying to look up Demon Slayer. Like, does it look like a cartoon?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the difference here. Because, yes.
But there's CGI that isn't necessarily cartoonish.
I agree with you. But is it going to be a movie where it's Vince Vaughn opposing this AI actress? And in that case, that actress is taking roles away.
But they do that now anyway.
Because there's not a hedgehog who's out there at casting calls. That's what I'm saying.
There's a movie. He's talking about Sonic the Hedgehog, which I've seen.
Avatar: Way of Water is just going to be a fully AI movie.
But there's not an Avatar.
Now.
What are we talking about? Like, this is a real person.
Yeah,
like,
can I jump in here quickly?
Yeah, who's a real person?
This actress is going to present as a real person, which is taking away roles from real people. There is not avatars out there that are doing casting calls. That's fake.
But we all know that's fake. But Courtney, our point is that if she is an AI generated, Vince Vaughn can't do a movie with her unless it's like CGI.
Right.
Like, that's the whole point.
What part are you missing? What are you talking about?
What do you mean Vince Vaughn can't do a movie?
She's not going to be standing in front of him.
Right.
Yes, that's what they're doing. Greg, this
isn't a robot. It's AI generated, which means it's in a screen.
I don't get what part you guys are missing. The actors and actresses are stressed about this because this person is presenting as a human being. So they're taking...
Right.
They're taking money out of their pockets.
We're not talking about that. That is the whole purpose. Yeah,
of
but
it.
We're talking about it's already being done.
But not in this way.
It's not. Riggy.
It's being done with
we
animals.
We wouldn't do it as a news story. It's like, do you know what we're doing? Like, it's a giant news story. The AI generated actress is about to sign a major Hollywood deal.
And tell me the other AI actress or actor that signed a deal with a talent agency.
No, but I guess
it's not being done all the time. That it's been done. We understand the whole thing.
So how are you having a human, a real human, interact with an AI?
CGI.
But so hold on. How does an AI, who gets paid for the AI?
Whoever created it.
Right.
Oh, exactly. So it's basically like they're the new actor. That's exactly what it is.
But they're not actually an actor.
It's the same thing.
Would you feel the same way if Len Laird walked in here this morning and said, we found an AI Shime? Would you feel the same way?
An AI can't dress up as a furry Greg, so that'd be a dumb thing to do.
Would you have the same energy?
Yeah. Somebody is getting paid for the AI, therefore they are essentially the new actor.
So it's taking the talent out of acting.
Maybe.
Yes.
That might be.
Nope.
If the AI is actually any good. But like it's just shifting it from one person. One person's getting paid instead of another.
Right. So
like,
Vince Vaughn's still going to have to act.
If one new actor comes up and an old actor fades away, it's the same thing.
But it's not Emily Blunt that's going to get these big roles. Right. It's an AI. But it's an AI illusion.
Right. It's the CGI. Right. The difference. Yeah. The thing that
CGI guys get paid
on
more.
Such different. Well,
yeah,
we're circling.
I mean, we are circling the block like crazy.
Name a movie with a blockbuster Hollywood actor in which the actress that was starring in it with him, across from him, was AI generated. I'll wait.
Yeah, it hasn't. Greg, it's just different.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as when CGI became popular.
Yeah,
you started paying the engineers who created the CGI. In this instance, you're just paying the person who generates the AI.
Do you see, though, how this is a slippery slope where if this becomes very popular and very successful, that if I am a big Hollywood exec, I'm like, well, if I can pay this animated nothing way less than I can pay a Vince Vaughn or an Emily Blunt, then let's go.
But that's
that
not going to happen.
It could.
It is.
But no, because those people who generate the AI are going to demand the same amount of money that, as an actor. Like,
well,
that's the whole point.
They're not famous.
They're
not.
You can make, they can make, but if you want, they can make 100 of these.
Okay, stop one second. So Warner Brothers, which has got more money than God, removes all the money they spend on actors, and they create their own AI people, and then there's no middleman.
So then it's
so
just
who's getting, the person getting paid are their new engineers.
No, it's the company. They paid it.
Yes, because they have hired new engineers to create the AI, Curtis.
Right,
the people at Warner Brothers right now can't just go out and create an AI human being.
I fear for you. Like, you are fine with being replaced by a robot.
No. Greg, a robot can't
you
be
are,
me.
This is what happens when these kind of, like, you just stand there and the troops are, like, rolling in with the tanks and you're doing nothing about it. Like, the robots
are
coming.
What are you talking
they're
about?
Coming
they're
coming at
They're
not
job. A robot. It's not a robot. It is a face on a screen.
Speaking
they're
of
not,
which,
they're
Craig
not tangible. They're not tangible things. Like, this actress is never
they
going to be a person.
Suggesting that this is going to be the next Natalie Portman. The next sentence is, we don't need Natalie Portman anymore.
Right.
Like, you get that part?
But yes, because, Greg, what happens when a young up-and-coming actress comes in? The older actresses sometimes tend to fade away. It's the same idea.
I disagree. So, I mean, so, Meryl Streep, ever heard of her?
So, wait a second. So, the whole movie is going to be AI actors.
I don't know.
I can't believe
like,
it,
no, I think it's going to be.
But that's. But see,
it's going
it will
to
be eventually.
Right. No,
do you
no.
understand?
No,
eventually,
no,
it's
because
not just.
So
we don't talk about these things, and it's one case. Do
but
you
the problem you got to understand, and I understand what Chime's saying. AI and a lot of actors do things that are off script, that are improv.
Right.
So an AI can't improv with an actual human actor.
Yeah.
So there has to be a human actor element that is real. So there has to be a Vince Vaughn standing
there
across
really
from.
There really doesn't. That's the scary thing.
No, but Greg, if there doesn't, then it becomes a whole AI generated movie.
But you wouldn't know
that's
the difference.
That's what it's going to become. Do you
get
it?
Greg did a lead a month ago about a band that people were listening to thinking they could see on tour and they were AI. Like that.
Yeah, until they have to go on tour. Oh,
but that's what
and
I'm
then
saying.
They don't exist.
You won't
and
know the difference. You won't know the difference.
You will. Listen.
You'll know the difference when the Oscars rolls around and there's nobody showing up.
Say goodbye to the Oscars.
Right.
That's not going to happen anymore.
Keep buying into this stupid AI stuff that we even got to talk about. It's so dumb. It's so dumb.
You guys are so old.
It is a multi-billion dollar industry.
Yeah, for helping people write papers.
I fear for you.
Yeah.
I feel like
no,
you're
I fear
so,
for you.
You're so naive on this. Like you're gonna
the
be
fact
the last.
That you think that
you're
people,
gonna be the last. You're gonna show up here, and it's gonna be all robots, and they're gonna go, "Hey, Wig, sorry, forgot to tell you, you've been replaced by AI Wiggins."
No, like, when the robots show up,
like I hate to.
I don't
it
know
to
when
you.
That'll be 2,000 years, but we'll
the
be
end
long
of this
gone.
Year. Like,
no.
It's coming
years.
You like, have to be. AI cannot interact.
So many great AI podcasts.
Like, we are going back and forth. AI cannot do that.
Yes, they can.
That is the,
no,
that is
AI
the future.
Can do anything,
no, they can't.
Wiggy.
No, they can't. AI
they
cannot go.
They become so smart that they, on their own, decide that they need to eliminate humans.
No.
Have you not paid any attention?
And you
want to
know something? The AI can't grab anything. They can't interact with a set or on location. It's this funny thing. They can't grab stuff. They're only on a screen. So, like, you have to make
AI,
the entire movie CGI or animated.
They can grab an AI-generated item.
And you want to know who can't? Another, if you want to actually have a real actor in it, then you can't. Otherwise, it just becomes an animated movie. It's
bingo.
The same thing.
And there are animated movies that actually look like real people.
You guys are unbelievable.
Like what?
I'm going to have to Google them.
Okay.
It's the movie. What's the movie with the,
A tester says AI can absolutely improv with human beings. Like, it's crazy. Like, they can take how? All of these jobs. What do you mean how? Like,
yeah, I don't.
Have you seen the we play the robot
videos? You keep
videos,
saying the robot videos, and I see them. They're like little robot dogs or robot humans.
Not this actress. Like, do you see this actress? Show her again, Mitch.
Yeah, she's on a screen.
She's on a screen.
She's not real. Yeah. You can't touch her.
We know she's not real. Right. Thank you.
But it's going to be acting in the film. That's why a Hollywood talent agency is paying millions for
her. I actually want to credit the room because it's impossible to talk for 10 minutes on one subject and feel further away from any sort of understanding than we do now.
I'll tell you what. It's terrifying. All right. Well, that is what are we doing. This is Eddie in the car. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, guys, listen, let's just make a point here. They're trying to eliminate all of us. They're taking Uber drivers now. They're going to make Uber no people in the car.
Correct.
Except there's going to be no driver.
Yep.
And you're saying they can't interact. Oh, they're going to be able to interact. And how many drivers does Uber have? They're putting all those drivers out of business. I have a problem with the government allowing this because, honestly, don't we all need to work to be productive? How in the world does the human race continue on if these guys are going to replace every one of us with artificial intelligence?
Yeah.
Honestly, how?
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, the Uber drivers suck in the fast lane.
Can't replace that call with AI.
It's honestly, and I feel like it's like the Chinese are landing, they're parachuting in, and Wiggy and Shime are there cheering them on the beach. Like,
what are you talking about?
Like,
there was a
so far you know what from I'm what saying? Is. They're like, yeah. Oh, yay, the Chinese came here. What's the big deal?
More
what?
Content.
So
you're equating another country to AI-generated things.
Yeah. Go watch the movie.
I'm equating to the human race being replaced, brah.
They're not being replaced,
okay.
Brah.
All right.
Go
happening.
Watch
the movie Beowulf with
great movie.
Ray Weinstein and Angelina Jolie. That was pretty much all AI.
My pronunciation of Johansson was a really bad harbinger of what was to come.
All right. Anyway, let's get to Courtney into what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. Monday Night Football saw the Broncos beat down the Bengals 28-3, and the Dolphins beat the Jets 27-21. Dolphins win, a tough one for Tyreek Hill, who went down with a knee injury. Not only did he dislocate the knee, but he tore a bunch of ligaments, including his ACL. He'll undergo surgery today. The big news around here yesterday came from the Red Sox, with Alex Cora announcing that Lucas Giolito will not be on the wild card roster for the Sox versus Yankees. Here's Alex Cora.
Lucas, he's not going to be on the roster. He's been battling with his elbow the last few days, and today he went to see Dr. Dugas. So, hopefully it's nothing major, but he won't be ready for this one.
That series kicks off tonight. 6:08, first pitch with Garrett Crochet getting the start. Lou Maloney, Will Middlebrooks, and Will Fleming are on the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:08 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. And drive away in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away event. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. We want your help. Notes, go on the Odyssey app, click that little microphone and leave one for us now. We'll be right back.
The Boston Red Sox back in the playoffs for the first time since 2021, and you can talk about that all day long, all the way up until first pitch on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network at 6:08 this evening. And right now, we will talk with Craig Breslow about everything Red Sox related. Get an update on Lucas Giolito and on Alex Bregman and all other things with Craig Breslow coming up in a half an hour at 9. But right now, Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday brought to you by Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. By your New England Chevy dealers, Together Let's Drive. By Apex Entertainment, visit 100,000 square feet of pure fun at Apex in Marlboro. And by 110 Grill, visit one of the 34 locations throughout New England for modern American cuisine in a trendy, casual atmosphere. Good morning, Ty Law.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're doing great. Patriots did great on Sunday. The argument that I heard throughout the day yesterday was big whoop. they beat up on a really bad Carolina Panthers team. How do you feel about that?
And I will double down on that. And look, it is a great win, don't get me wrong, but you're supposed to beat down a team like the Carolina Panthers. I think that's going to breed confidence within the locker room. As I said before, we got us a quarterback, man. Man, Drake May is efficient. I love the way he plays. He spreads the ball around. He uses his legs. We got us a damn quarterback. I want to repeat myself again. I know I said it last week, but you're supposed to beat a team like the Carolina Panthers. And if you didn't beat them by this type of margin, you're not very good yourself. So they did exactly what they're supposed to do.
And Ty, not only do they have a quarterback, they also had a cornerback out there in Christian Gonzalez. So how'd you think he looked his first game back?
He was a little rusty as expected, but I think, you know, just his presence alone is going to help the overall team and especially the defense. I think they still have some holes back there. And he's going to be the guy once he gets his feet up under him. He's gonna make a huge impact, but he was a little rusty. I did see that.
Ty, finally, we didn't have an issue when it came to turnovers. Do you feel like that's just because it was against Carolina, or do you think Mike Vrabel's figured out a secret sauce to get them all on the same page and have them turn the page on that issue?
Well, probably a secret sauce is the threat. If you fumble again, you ain't going to get the ball no more. You ain't going to play. So, I mean, that's enough threat. Right there, because I know that's the type of guy Mike Vrabel is, because he's from the Bill Belichick mode. And if you turn the ball over and if you give him back the ball, especially as a runner or a pass catcher, and you fumble, you won't get the ball. So that's enough threat in itself. So I don't think it's a secret sauce. It's an individual thing when you turn the ball over like that. But, I mean, this is it's a great win, don't get me wrong, but I want to see it against a better team.
Well, he certainly didn't adopt that philosophy this week because he went right to Ramondre Stevenson first play of scrimmage offense-wise.
Oh, yeah, that's the proven point. Hey, I believe in you and I trust you, but guess what? Do it again. That was one of them things you bet not do it again. That's when you know how your mama just, you know, leave some cookies in the cookie jar and say you bet not, you know, touch the cookie. It's up to you if you touch the cookie or not. You know what I mean? Or she might just give it to you to see what you're going to do with it, see if you're going to lie to her. So Basically, Mike Vrabel, it was a psychological thing, say, because you don't want him to lose confidence. But at the same time, you want to make it a point that, say, we can't depend on you, so I'm going to give you the ball again. Show me what you can do. So, I think that's good coaching right there. Give him the ball early.
Ty, when you look at this team, if they could continue this through the next several weeks, and I've asked this question before, I've brought it up, they'll be in a position where they could have a very good record right before the trade deadline. Is that the point in time when I know I say we, but is that the point in time where they have to make a legitimate move, and I'm going to keep beating this drum until they do it, go out and get a legitimate number one wide receiver if they're in a position where, say, they're 6-3 come, you know, right before the trade deadline?
My question is, how are you going to get a legitimate number one wide receiver? Who's out there? Who's available? What are you going to give up? And that's the thing. Like, do they have any assets to give up to get that so-called number one wide receiver? The good thing is that we've seen a little flashes of the old Stephon Diggs. He had 100 yards. You know what I mean? So they're winning without that right now. And we won in the past without having those 1,000-yard receivers. Of course, we had Tom Brady. But again, Drake May is showing that he is Tom Brady-esque when it comes to, you know, spreading the ball around and making the right plays. So I don't think you necessarily have to have a number one to be successful, but I think you will be a lot more successful if you did. But Stephon, he had a pretty good game. And anytime you get 100 yards in as a receiver, that breeds more confidence and brings out that swag that we're used to seeing him have. So hopefully he can continue that.
Ty, obviously you just said that you want to see what they can do against a better team. They'll have that this weekend with the Bills. You want to win, but obviously you're the underdog. What would be a successful game for them if they can't get a W?
Because it's a rivalry within the division and had all this history, damn it, a win. We ain't gonna do that, Coco. We ain't gonna say, hey, go out there and have a good game. It's a win for the team. Oh, hell no, this is the Buffalo Bills. You gotta go out there and whoop their ass.
I mean, so I'm not going to give them, you got to have a good game. And if you keep it close because it's Josh Allen, because of the Buffalo Bills and all the hype, you got to go out there and win. And that's the only way, in my opinion, especially because it's within the division.
Ty, do you think Josh Allen is the best quarterback in the NFL right now?
I mean, overall, yes. I think he is the best quarterback in the NFL. But, you know, you got to step up as a defense. I mean, he's playing all-around good football. We know what type of talent he is. But I also think that Drake May, you know, some may disagree, but I think he's playing top 10 quarterback right now because of what he's working with. You know what I mean? And he's young. So I believe in the quarterback that we have, and the team must believe that we have a quarterback. Yeah, he may not be Josh Allen, but we have us a quarterback, too. And if we step up and play as a team, we can take down anybody, especially the Buffalo Bills. Ty, you got to go in there. Basically, we're saying, I ain't respecting y'all ass today. Hey, it's time to play.
Ty, I give the Bills. I think they're a good football team. But the thing I've said this before, the thing I've noticed this year about football is there's so much parity. Like, I don't think there's a dominant team in the NFL that the Patriots should be scared of. Okay, so I was going to ask, do you feel that same way?
I feel the exact same way. There is no one that is playing dominant football. We all thought in the preseason we had Baltimore. Hey, they got to be in the AFC championship. We had Kansas City. I mean, ain't nobody looking great right now. So it is early in the season. You would think some of those veteran teams would have figured it out and it would carry over, but obviously it didn't. Some of the younger teams and the younger quarterbacks, they're getting better. So I love it, and I think it's good for the game that it's a lot of parity and all the expectations of the elite guys, the name guys, the all pros, the big money guys. They're just looking – some of them looking like average players at this point. You know what I mean? So I think that's good for the league. But no one is standing out, and I think that you can't really predict.
Does that money go in the swear? Does that go in the swear jar or the cookie jar?
That one goes in the swear jar. I mean, we getting it going, man. Hey, Greg, we got something that we're gonna do. I'm saying it right now. Every tailgate now for the Corvus tailgate, we're gonna do the swear jar for the Greg Hill Foundation. So come on to the Corvus tent. You know, say what you got to say, and it's going to a good cause. So we're gonna curse for a cause at the tailgate for the Greg Hill Foundation.
I got to tell you, we had a fantastic time at the event with you on Saturday, and you know who really enjoyed it is our boss Len. Len.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I had too much Corvus. I said, Len. I said, damn. When you sit there and say this, I'm like, oh man, that was the second time I did that because I called a friend of mine. I called him Rob, and he was Tom. I said the Corvus was flowing, guys, so I apologize. Hey, I apologize about that, kid. I mean, that could be our thing. We can call you Lynn when we messing with you, man. But my apologies, and I hope that don't mess up the negotiations.
You just referred to him as a friend, so I think that that makes up for it.
I mean, it's a good thing. Going into any negotiation, it's good to know the other person's name.
Absolutely, man. But, hey, I just wanted to say thank you guys for showing up, too, man. You know, Greg, we finally got you out. You know, Greg, man, it was big. Wiggy, as always, Coco came, and y'all just stopped through. So I really appreciate the support and the friendship, guys, man. It means a lot.
It is time for the most entertaining play of the game, brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Visit 100,000 square feet of pure fun at Apex and Marlboro. What do we got? What's on the list? What do you guys think?
The Drake May touchdown to Hunter Henry was great.
I was going to
get the punt return.
Yeah, I was
going to
go punt return.
Yeah, punt return. Almost.
Oh, the punt return. That's all that. Then he almost had another. I thought the second one that he almost got, that was just as entertaining, even though he didn't make it to the end zone, man. We got us a punt returner right there. And if he stays around and stays healthy long enough, it's going to be some records falling when it comes to that, special teams here in New England, man. I mean, that boy can play, man. Hey, Jones, he can get down. He can run.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think we got your Drake take, which is presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. But from your perspective, even four games in on this season, Drake May is the guy.
He is the guy. He's proven himself. This is his second year when people, you know, when quarterbacks tend to either they make progress or they regress in the second year. As you know that, Wiggy, because mm-hmm. now when you're a rookie, you really don't have that much to lose. We're trying to see and trying to figure out. This is a different level. But for Drake May to make a step forward, which we've seen some quarterbacks in the past, they took a step back in their second year. I think this is a good sign for New England. Now you got to get some pieces around him so he can continue that success. But I think we finally have our successor to Tom Brady.
Mm.
Wow. I think we really do.
I'd agree with that.
You do?
Yeah, I think so. I think Drake May has played extremely well through these first four games. You know, I know there was the game where he had the bad interception, but he'll learn from that. It just his pocket presence,
exactly.
His pocket presence, his ability down, you know, when you get inside the red zone and bootlegs and no one went around. I think, you know, I'm with Ty. Imagine if he had a legit number one. I mean, Ty and I disagree. I don't think Steph Diggs is the same guy no more. He's more of a possession receiver for me. But, you know, if you had a real number one, sky's the limits for Drake May.
Yeah. All right, Ty, thank you.
Absolutely. I didn't say, hold on, Wiggy. Let me correct you. I didn't say he was the old Steph. I say he showed a sign. I mean, I ain't saying he's that guy anymore. You know, let me put that out there. But, you know, you talking about a solid veteran presence, a number two that can probably beat the second or third corner in a one-on-one situation of the opposing team, I think Steph Diggs still has that ability.
Right. I'll give you that one.
Hey, Ty Law, as always, thank you. We will talk to you again next week.
All right, man. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay. Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, coming up at 9. Coming up shortly, Red Sox front office report on playoff day for the Boston Red Sox. And we'll talk with Craig Breslow coming up about Lucas Giolito and about Alex Bregman and the Noro or the COVID or whatever he is dealing with. All of that coming up with a first pitch at 6:08 this evening. This is Dave from New Hampshire. Hey, Dave.
Hey. Well, I'll talk about AI. I use it every single day. And ChatGPT-5 has a feature where you literally can have a conversation with an AI bot.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you're talking to your friend. It's like a therapist. People are using it just to have, you know, like any conversation. The social connection is there. You will be blown away if you try that feature. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not even going to try anymore with these two. I probably spent too much. What's cap?
It's not cap.
You have what's a full cap? Conversation like you're having a conversation with your friend.
People are falling in love with these AI bots. Yeah, listen, they're dating.
People have been falling in love with the Eiffel Tower.
Right. So a guy fell in love with his car. Okay, so what's that
when they're
mean?
Talking about Eiffel Tower, they're talking about something else.
No, so did somebody, some woman tried to say she loved, like, tried to marry the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. Yes.
Or married a car.
Yes, there's some weirdos.
Yes, there's always weirdos.
Yes. But what about the therapy part? Like, that guy makes a fantastic
point. That's cap.
Point.
I don't believe it. I believe he's saying something, and then he waits, and then AI spits something back out to him, and then he says something again, and then AI spits something back out. That's not like having a conversation with your friend. There's no, like, off-script, improv, conversation, human reaction. You just can't do it. One of the greatest scenes in movies was from Denzel Washington, and it was all improv. Can't no AI bot do that.
Do you know the line in Good Will Hunting where Robin Williams said his wife farted in her sleep and it woke the dog up was not actually in the movie? He did that all on his own.
Huh. That was improv. It wasn't on the script.
And if you watch the scene, the camera is moving because the cameraman's laughing, not expecting it.
You King Kong ain't got nothing on me. That whole scene was all improv and Training Day by Denzel.
Right, but I'm sure Shakira, whatever the lady was, that the AI can be taught to improv.
No, they can't. It's a human. It's a human element that.
So every machine.
Please call Driveline.
I don't want to see this. Wiggy, every machine you use operates exactly as you expect.
No,
it to?
I could see AI. And
that's a question.
The machines do like doing the conveyor belt lines. You know, I could see you doing that, and even driving. I'll give you the.
You
Uber.
Know that they have the AI is doing surgery. Like you're.
Yeah,
aware.
I could see that. I could see that.
Okay, but you don't think AI can act?
No.
Okay.
No.
In case you're just joining us and you missed the very lengthy argument, there is a Hollywood talent agency. CAI generated actress.
Correct.
And they suggest that quote unquote she will be the next Natalie Portman. So I have some concerns about that from the robot uprising point of view. I think that,
and you are
that,
right.
I think that that is the humans unwittingly allowing the robots to move closer and closer to overtaking us.
Do you want
to
know how you prevent this, Greg?
How?
It's very simple. You, as the consumer, don't go see the movie.
Oh, what I know, though.
It's very different than you saying another country's coming and me and Wiggy are standing there clapping, because you want to know how you defeat AI? You walk over and you unplug it. And you walk outside. It's very simple.
No, in Greg's world, the AI will be playing sports in 10 years.
They'll give it. They'll get the script, Wiggy, and they'll play football.
Yeah, they'll play
football.
And
then football. No more NFL.
There'll be golfers out there. Everything.
Ooh, AI Ryder Cup.
Yes.
That's what's next.
People, boy. People, crazy. Boy.
This is Thomas in the truck. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Wiggy, listen, this AI, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
There's like an actual court case going on right now. A family is suing an AI company where the AI convinced a young man to fall in love with it and then to kill himself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is no joke, man. And as far as Shine, listen, they can train the AI to take every audio that you've ever spoken on the air, and it will sound, act, and be you, and no one will know the difference.
I can
not
assure
even
you,
a little bit.
I can assure you, an AI cannot be me. I can promise you.
Oh, dude, trust me. When, anything it wants to be.
When, yeah, will it be able to? Packs, will it be able to walk on 2 feet into a furry convention? No,
nope.
Will not. That's what I thought. Okay, thank you.
Isn't it two paws?
Actually, four paws. To be fair.
Yes. And we did the AI.
Can we take a pause on this conversation?
All right. Yeah, we will be right back with Craig Breslow next.